the new Connect FM.
That music means it's time for our weekly health check with Dr. Brent Riefstack. He's a pediatrician with Carl, and we always love talking with you, Brent. How you doing?
Very good. How are you guys?
Awesome.
Hey, Brent.
Well, we wanted to talk about allergies with you today because so many people are complaining about it. I mean, we all complain about it every year, but it seems like it's worse this year. Is that in fact the case?
It is the case. Actually, the last 2 or 3 years, our allergy experts have predicted a worse than previous allergy season. So we were kind of expecting, even back in the spring, that this year would be a fairly difficult allergy season for every allergy sufferer. So we were having, you know, preparations for folks who already have allergies to come in with worsening symptoms, and those who never presented with allergies before to come in with new allergy symptoms. So we, you know, in the medical community was kind of prepared for this, but yeah, it has been pretty bad.
Well, what's making it worse? Why is the, you know, because they're saying this year is going to be even worse than last year, which was worse than the year before. What's happening?
It's kind of it's more of a weather thing. Just like the right combination of conditions have to combine to create a storm like a tornado or a hurricane, the right combination of weather situations have to occur to have a certain set of pollens. So in the spring, you get like tree pollens and grass pollens. In the summer, you get pollinating corn and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. In the fall, we get mostly ragweed, and that's what we're having right now. Now, it's a lot worse out east, where they had a lot more rain during the summer. We get a little bit of a reprieve because we were drier, but there's still a lot of pollen floating around, and it's all pretty much this time of year, almost all ragweed pollen. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Riefstack, my mom gets allergies so bad she loses her voice. My brother's just miserable, sneezing all the time and all that, and I'm perfectly fine. I don't seem to be affected by allergies. How can people in the same family have such different reactions?
Everybody's a little bit different. It's just like I'm allergic to penicillin, and my siblings aren't. So It's just all different ways that your body reacts. Genetics are only a small portion of it.
All this talk is making my nose tickle.
But I'm fine.
Actually, I am generally pretty good now. When I was young, I had to start taking some kind of an allergy medication because it would seem to hit me in the spring. I don't have problems in the spring or summer anymore, but it's when it starts cooling down, that's when it always seems to hit me, and that's when I need to make sure I've got some Sudafed on hand.
Yeah, what you're talking about is illustrating the very fact that allergies are dynamic. You don't always have a reaction. In fact, I talked to you about my penicillin allergy. I know now that I'm probably not allergic to penicillin. I had a rash when I was a baby. I've always been labeled with the penicillin allergy. We actually, in residency, we have one of our infectious disease doctors line up. He called it a wine tasting. Lines up every liquid medicine that we can prescribe to children so that we can all taste them so we get an idea of what they taste like.
So you don't
give a child a medicine that tastes really bad if there's another alternative.
Okay.
And in the midst of that, I ended up tasting at least one different medicine from the penicillin class, and I never had a reaction. So, what you talked about with your allergies and also with mine, allergies do wax and wane over time.
Okay, because I guess that was one of the questions. In fact, I was having this discussion yesterday with a colleague. We had met up, and she was saying that it just seems like her allergies are getting worse as she gets older, and some of her friends also feel that way. So that is possible that, well, it's not necessarily because we're getting older that they're getting worse. You're just saying it can change over time, no matter what age.
Exactly. Plus, okay. As we talked about before, the last few allergy seasons have been progressively getting worse, so their perception that their allergies are getting worse is probably accurate.
Right.
Because the allergy seasons have been getting worse.
Hmm. All right, well, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, maybe we could talk about allergy medication, because I think that's the other thing. It's like if you're not suffering and feeling out of it because of the allergies themselves, you're feeling out of it because of the medication you're taking so that you can actually function. So maybe you could give us some tips on allergy medicine and you know, how to avoid the sleepies and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
All right. It's 110 here at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We are 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 111. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Gary O'Brien. I made it that time.
You did. And Dr. Brent Riefsteck is here with us as well. Brent, a pediatrician with Carl. And every Tuesday at this time, we do a weekly health check. So if there's something in particular that you would like to ask Dr. Riefsteck about, you're more than welcome to email me. You can find my email on our website. Just go to my page, and our website is myconnectfm.com, or you can just give us a call and say, hey, next week, could you guys talk about this? And we'll make note of that. 359-CALL is our number, 217-359-2255. Also, while we're talking with Dr. Riefsteck, if there's a question that you have that we're not asking, well, you're more than welcome to chime in. So we've been talking about allergies and how this year is, it's one of the worst allergy seasons. They're saying, Brent, that this allergy season may be the longest and strongest. When they say longest, how long are they anticipating it to last?
Until the first frost. So it all depends on, again, the weather.
All right.
Whenever we get that first frost is when people are going to start seeing more relief.
Okay. Well, then, I don't have my fingers crossed for a quick first frost.
Yeah, don't speed that up.
I want Indian summer, but I want to be able to breathe and not sneeze all the time. So, you know, a lot of people are taking medication from over-the-counter to, you know, the stuff that you can pick up at the store. For me, I usually go with Sudafed, cold, and allergy. It's in a green box. Sometimes I can get away with only taking half, and then sometimes I've got to take the whole. Doesn't make me too drowsy, but I do definitely notice a difference. Is there anything in particular to look for to make sure that you don't have the drowsies with your allergy medicine?
Well, there are a number of different classes of medications you can take for some relief, and some of them are actually targeting the allergy, and some of them are not. So you're taking Sudafed, which is pseudoephedrine, which is a decongestant. Now, the reason that doesn't make you drowsy is that's a little activating. It doesn't slow you down. It actually speeds your thinking up.
Mm.
The class of medications that will slow you down are the antihistamines, like Benadryl, Allegra, Claritin, Zyrtec. Now, I listed them in the order of most drowsy to least drowsy and most effective to least effective.
Okay.
So the problem is, the better it works, the more drowsy it makes you. So Benadryl, absolutely the best allergy medication. But if you're like me, if you take a dose, you're worthless for a whole day. Like,
that's
the
downside.
I can't even function.
What about store brands or generic? I guess they don't really have generic too much over the counter anymore. They're the individual store brands.
I've got Wall-Fed, which is the same. In the green box, same as the Sudafed cold and allergy.
And each store has their own name brand. Is that as good as the name brand?
As good as, definitely.
So it can save a few bucks, too.
Yes, definitely. So, and that's the general rule for all medications, infant formulas, and everything like that, even lotions and creams like Aquaphor and Eucerin. Your general goal, save a little money, don't pay for their advertising. So go find the Benadryl or the Zyrtec or that Allegra on the shelf. Look right next to it for the store brand and get that, absolutely, and be assured that it's the same stuff.
Okay, no worries there. I get an occasional summer cold, and once in a while my friends will say, well, maybe it's allergies. How do you know if you just have a cold or if you have allergies, and do you treat them differently?
Colds usually last 5 to 10 days. Usually closer to the 5 to 7 range. If it's lasting longer than that, either you've got back-to-back viral infections like colds, or you do have allergies. So usually it's the duration of symptoms. So if it lasts longer than a week, it's probably not just a cold.
Mm. Okay.
And, you know, and allergies, it's just crazy. For some people, it's just that their sinuses are all blocked up. For some people, it's sneezing. That's hence why I'll take
or their eyes,
or some people, I mean, it literally messes them up physically. Why the range in symptoms for allergies?
It's all about how your body reacts to that allergen. So pollen comes in, and if it's just making the inside of your nose angry, you're going to have runny nose, congestion, sneezing, coughing, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets into your nose and it doesn't just make your nose angry, but it causes a reaction in your nose, lungs, and then the rest of your body, you can get rash, itching, dry skin, clogged sinuses. You can even get hives and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it all depends on how your body reacts to that allergen, whether it reacts locally at the nose or in the lungs alone, or if it reacts everywhere. And if it reacts everywhere, you really are miserable. And if it's significant, it's something to go see your doctor about. Now, a lot of folks will come in and say, I want my kid tested for allergies. And the question I always ask is, why? What are we going to do that is going to change things? If it's just to treat with antihistamine, then just treat with antihistamine. Don't put that kid through allergy testing, and an adult wouldn't want to do that either.
Yeah, because it's quite a process, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And there are good allergy tests and there are bad allergy tests, and that's something you have to discuss with your doctor. But if you have a significant allergy that is causing impairment and difficulty, you know, functioning, that's something where you may want to do allergy shots, which is specific for an allergen. So that is something where you definitely need testing, and you definitely need the guidance of an allergist. So, you know, you have to weigh, you know, what are these symptoms causing as far as impairment in my daily functioning? And if that's significant enough, then, yeah, you totally should get tested. If it's really more of a nuisance and it can be treated effectively with antihistamines, just do that and skip the whole testing.
Okay. Any suggestions for when you do have to take something with antihistamine in it and it does make you so tired and you still, it's like, yeah, I mean, we all say, oh, I can't function, I'm worthless, but you still have to function and you still, and you have to be worthful. So any tips on what to do? Or
then you grab an energy drink. Joking. Joking.
Yeah. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do? Or
the non-drowsy preparations are better.
Okay.
The Zyrtec is actually head-to-head Zyrtec versus Claritin. Actually, Zyrtec did better with the side effects and with treating the symptoms.
And that's available over the counter now, too, isn't it?
It is, correct.
Wow.
All of them that I listed are available over the counter.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, gosh, you always give us so much great information, and we always learn something new from you every time we talk with you, and we really appreciate the time that you give us and the education that you give us, too.
I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. So we'll do it again next week, same time, same place.
Sounds good.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.